Regina, 14 Saskatchewan residents are being honored with the 2024 Saskatchewan Volunteer Medal. Recipients will be presented with this prestigious medal on April 29 at a ceremony held in their honor at Government House in Regina during National Volunteer Week. The 2024 recipients of the Saskatchewan Volunteer Medal have made tremendous contributions over several decades, benefiting numerous organizations and communities, Lieutenant Gov. Bernadette McIntyre said. As someone who has had the pleasure of working with volunteers for many years, I am delighted to help recognize these exceptional individuals for their generosity and commitment to improving the lives of others. The recipients of the 2024 Saskatchewan Volunteer Medal are Valerie Bido, East End; William Brooks, Saskatoon; Creighton, Wayne; Cameron, Moose Jaw; Brenda Corman, Saskatoon; Audrey and Rod Utenier, Regina; John Grant, Regina; L.T. Call, Rhett, D., Lyle Johnson, OMM, CD, Moose Jaw; Harvey Linen, Regina; Sandy Lougheed, Beachy; Oswald Lutz, Lanigan; Dr. Bruce Neal, Indian Head; Laura Poppy, Indian Head; Rob Rongvay, North Battleford; and Jane C.M. White, Regina. The Saskatchewan Volunteer Medal was established in 1995 to recognize the extraordinary work done by volunteers across the province. Since its creation, it has been awarded to 271 deserving individuals. For more information about the Saskatchewan Volunteer Medal, visit www.saskatchewan.ca/honors-awards. Valerie Bido, East End. Valerie Bido is a dedicated community leader and continuing care assistant with a passion for service. As a town council member, she contributes to various boards, including the East End Chamber of Commerce, Memorial Hall, and the East End Housing Authority. Bideuex played a key role in bringing a U.S. hockey team to Saskatchewan, boosting local revenue. A committed fundraiser, she has led efforts to benefit Stars Air Ambulance, the Wilkinson Memorial Observatory, and local recreation initiatives. William Brooks, Saskatoon. A PhD in Space and Atmospheric Physics, William Brooks is a creative workplace consultant and process coach with a respected career studying the Aurora Borealis and collaborating with the Canadian Space Agency. Passionate about STEM education, he has volunteered with schools, judged national science fairs, and founded the Canadian Space Agency's Space Resource Center for the Prairies. A dedicated community leader, Brooks has served on boards such as Leadership Saskatoon, Saskatoon Council on Aging, and the Saskatoon Chamber of Commerce, earning numerous awards for his contributions. Creighton, Wayne; Cameron, Moose Jaw. Wayne Cameron is a dedicated community volunteer with a passion for service and leadership. As a board member of Rhubarb Productions, he helped secure funding and promote local theater. He has served as president of Toastmasters, judged oratorical contests, and led a backpack program for students in Costa Rica. A committed volunteer with multiple organizations, Cameron's contributions have earned him the Waccamaw Rotary Club's Service Above Self Award and the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal. Brenda Corman, Saskatoon. Brenda Corman, a retired registered nurse and international board-certified lactation consultant, is a dedicated advocate for maternal and infant health. In June 2021, she founded Motherhood YXE, a free, inclusive, drop-in group supporting new mothers. A volunteer with Saskatchewan Breastfeeding Matters since 1992, she manages their website, digitized key resources, and advocates for perinatal support. Corman also organizes the annual Quintessence Breastfeeding event, promoting breastfeeding awareness. Her commitment ensures vital support remains accessible to all mothers in and around Saskatoon. Audrey and Ron Utenier, Regina. Audrey and Ron Utenier are dedicated community leaders and longtime volunteers. Ron, a retired farmer and Petro-Canada pipeline supervisor, served as a firefighter for over 25 years, even lending his grain truck to fight fires. Audrey, an accomplished artist and life member of the Regina Federation of Artists, has taught painting and coordinated art exhibits. Together, they have devoted 20 years to the Kronau Heritage Museum, spearheading fundraising, exhibitions and rebranding efforts to enhance the community. John Grant, Regina John Grant is the president of Campbell and Halliburton Group of Companies and a dedicated community leader in Regina. He actively supports numerous initiatives, including the North Central Family Center, GMS Queen City Marathon and the Team Sask Triathlon, Brent Gibson Memorial Icebreaker. Known for his philanthropy, Grant's contributions span cultural, educational and charitable causes. In recognition of his exceptional community service, he was awarded the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal in 2022, LT. Col. Rhett, D., Lyle Johnson, OMM, CD, Moose Jaw. Lyle Johnson, a retired high school teacher from Moose Jaw, has dedicated his life to education, community service, and the arts. During his career at Peacock Collegiate, he produced and directed over 60 theatrical productions. He is the founder of Moose Jaw Crime Stoppers and has served on its board since 1985. Johnson has been an Army Cadet League of Canada volunteer since 1972 and is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Canadian Armed Forces with 45 years of service. Johnson also hosts Moose Jaw This Week and continues to mentor youth and contribute to local organizations. Harvey Linen, Regina. Harvey Linen, a communications specialist and owner of H.J. Linen Associates, has made a profound impact on Regina's arts and culture scene. As founding president of Theatre Regina, he led efforts to establish the Regina Performing Arts Center and later saved it from closure, raising $500,000 for upgrades. He also chaired the Save Dark Hall Coalition, helping to save that building from demolition, so that it could eventually be restored. Linen continues to enrich his community as a patron and advisor for the Regina Art Collective, musician, teacher and board member with Regina Mandolin Orchestra and vice president of the Royal United Services Institute. Sandy Lougheed, Beachy. Sandy Lougheed, a retired teacher from Beachy, has dedicated her life to community service. A longtime leader with Royal Purple, a charity which works to raise awareness and to prevent brain injuries, she has served as national president and currently chairs the Saskatchewan Royal Purple Charity Partnership Committee. She also played a key role in coordinating the Al Howie Tomorrow Run across Canada in 1990. Through her leadership and volunteerism, Lougheed continues to make a lasting impact on her community and beyond. Oswald Lutz, Lanigan. Oswald Lutz, a retired teacher, vice principal and former Lanigan town councillor, has dedicated decades to community service. A 54-year member of the Lions Club, he continues to serve into his late 80s. His leadership spans roles with the Lanigan Senior Pirates, Scouts Canada, St. Mary's Parish and the Lanigan Sports Association. He also volunteers at Central Parkland Lodge and the Lanigan Food Bank. His contributions earned him Lanigan's Citizen of the Year and the Melvin Jones Award, Dr. Bruce Neal, Indian Head Drive. Bruce Neal, a retired Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada researcher, is a dedicated community leader in Indian Head. He chaired the Indian Head Grand Theatre, is drum sergeant with the RCMP Pipe Band, and supported scouts, air cadets and minor sports. A champion of environmental conservation, he founded the Save the Shelter Belt Center Committee and promotes nature-based learning. His leadership spans horticulture, outdoor education, and community sustainability initiatives. Laura Poppy, Indian Head. Laura Poppy, a retired Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada researcher, is a passionate community volunteer in Indian Head. She has led initiatives in Scouts Canada, Indian Head Communities in Bloom and is a board member with Nature Saskatchewan. As treasurer of the community garden and a civilian drum corporal with the RCMP Pipe Band, she brings leadership and dedication to numerous local organizations. Her contributions earned her the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal in 2022 and the King Charles III Coronation Medal in 2025. Ron Rongvay, North Battleford. Rob Rongvay has been a leading figure in the Battlefords community, chairing the $10 million campaign to build a recreation and cultural center and co-chairing the 2018 Saskatchewan Winter Games. He has served on numerous boards, including the Battlefords Chamber of Commerce, United Way and Decker Center. Rongvay also chaired the Battleford's Immigration Resource Center and fundraising campaigns for the Battleford's Trade and Education Center, Canadian Mental Health Association, and was the founding chair of the Battleford's and District Community Foundation. Rongvay has been honored with multiple awards, including Queen Elizabeth II Diamond and Platinum Jubilee Medals. Jane C.M. White, Regina Jane White, a dedicated mental health advocate and author, has spent 50 years with the Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA, advancing mental health and human rights awareness. She authored Pivot Points, a fragmented history of mental health in Saskatchewan. She has contributed to CMHA Transition Magazine and Saskatchewan Seniors Projects. White shares her lived experience with mental illness to advance consumer advocacy, education, and mental health policy development in Canada.